Today's shiur is in Masechet Yoma on Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin, the second line, the fourth word. Rav Ada b'Rei Rav Yitzchak Amar. Rav Ada b'Rei Rav Yitzchak is coming to answer the contradiction that we had in yesterday's Daf, which actually began on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, where we asked a stira between the Mishnah in Tamid and a Mishnah in Midos. The Mishnah in Tamid said that the Lishkas Beis HaToloyim was on Tzvaynis Maravis. It was on the northwest side of the Beis HaMokad. And the Mishnah in Midos said on the bottom of Tezvav Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Maravis Deromis, he hois Lishkas Toloya Karban, that the Lishkas HaToloyim was actually not the northwest, but the southwest. That was the stira. So the first answer to this question was that it's a machlokas tanoim, and the Stam Mishnah in Masech de Midos is going according to Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, which we proved yesterday, that the Stam Mishnah in Masech de Midos is according to the Shita of Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. So he holds that the Lishkas Toloyim was in fact in the Maravis Dromis. However, the Tana of the Mishnah in Tamid is of the opinion that it was in Tzvonis Maravis. That was yesterday's answer. Today, in today's shir, Rav Ada b'Rei Rav Yitzchak is going to offer a different solution to this steer in the Mishnayis without coming on to the teretz that the Mishnah in Midas is going according to Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. And now let us begin today's shir. Rav Ada b'Rei Rav Yitzchak Omar, Hi Lishka, this Lishka of the Toloyim, Lishkas HaToloyim, is Aktsuye Mekatsia. It was set off, it extended both to the north and to the south. It did not reach either wall of the Beis HaMokad, but it extended in both directions. And now, continues the Gemara, Udasi Mitzaf, and someone who was entering the Beis HaMokad from the northern direction, Mischazile Bedorim. So he would see the Lishkas HaToloyim, that it was towards the south. Udasi Midorim, somebody coming from the south, Mischazile Bedorim. He would see the Lishkas HaToloyim, that it was towards the north. But, says the Gemara, Mistavra Dibimaravis Dromis Havoy, where was it actually, meaning, where was the bulk of the, or where was the exact corner of the Beis HaMokad, where the Lishkas HaToloyim was? It was really in the southwest. So, therefore, what we're trying to say is that both Mishnayis, side the Mishnah in Tamid and side the Mishnah in Midos, agree that it was really in the Dromis Maravis. Why did the Mishnah in Tamid say that it was in Tzvonis Maravis? It was in the northwest. That was speaking about when somebody is entering from the south. But in reality, they both agree that it was in the southwest. And the Gemara says further, Mimai, how can I prove you that this is correct, and that therefore there is no stira whatsoever between the two Mishnayis? I'll prove it to you from the following. Midramin and lechem aponim, alechem aponim. We asked in yesterday's shir a stira concerning the Lishkas HaToloyim, but actually there's another stira, and this is in the Lishkas lechem aponim. As Rashi explains the question, if you look on the first words of Daf Tez Zayin Omid Aleph, the Mishnah stated in Midos, Deromis Mizrachis, he Lishka Shayoisim Balechem upon him. It was the southeastern chamber in which they made the Lechem upon him. And what is the stira? The stira is to the Mishnah in Tamid. Because if we are to assume that the Lishka was of the Taloim was in the northwest, and we would go towards the right, as we're going to see on Amud Beis. Kol pinu shata poina lo ye'al yamin, you always go to your right, which means that you are going in a counter-clock. You're going counterclockwise, so then it would come out that in the northwest you had the Lishka Satolayim, and then you had, as the Mishnah there in Talmud says, the Lishkas HaChaisamois would be in the southwest, then you'd have the Lishkas Beis HaMoikid would be in the southeast, and then you would have the Lishkas She'oisva Lechem Aponim, it would be in the northeast. So then we have a stira in the Lechem Aponim. Was it like the Mishnah Midos that it was in the southeast? Or was it in fact like it comes out from the Mishnah in Tamid that it was in the northeast? That is the question that we had. Umishanina, what was our teretz to that question? Om Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Shua. Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Shua gave the following answer. Mar kachoshev derech yamin, umar kachoshev derech smoil. That one Mishnah looks at it from the right, counterclockwise, and the other Mishnah goes mismoil, and if you go mismoil, then you're going clockwise. So it is clear that the Mishnah in Masechta Midos is in fact going to the right counterclockwise, and therefore the Mishnah there says that the southwestern Lishka was that of the Lishka Sataloyim. Going to your right counterclockwise, the next Lishka, as the Mishnah there enumerates, was the one where they made the Lechem Aponim in. So that's if you go to your right. Umar kachoshev derech smoil, and the Mishnah in Tamid is going to go clockwise as you go to your left. In other words, let's say, for example, somebody was standing facing the Beis HaMoikid on the north side, so his right hand would be going around the Beis HaMoikid counterclockwise. His left hand would be going around the Beis HaMoked in a clockwise direction. So that's how Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Shua wanted to answer the stira concerning the Lechem Aponim, that the Mishnah Midos is going to the right counterclockwise, as the Mishnah there says Toloyim is southwest and Lechem Aponim is southeast, and now the Mishnah in Tamid is going clockwise, is going to the left. And then it should work out that there's no stira. But on this we have to go to Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara will explain. E Amrat Bishlam of Maravis de Romis Havoi. If you're going to say that in fact both Mishnayos are of the opinion that it is to the southwest, that's where the Lishka Sataloyim is, and not to the northwest, then I have a very good teretz, which Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua wanted to offer between the stira of Lechem Aponim to Lechem Aponim. Why? Because the Mishnah in Midos we explained, there you're going to your Yamin, there you're going counterclockwise. First is southwest, Toloyim. Next is southeast, Lechem Aponim. And now the Mishnah in Talmud says, let's go clockwise. Let's go to the left, clockwise. If you go clockwise, you will, starting, if we assume that the Lishka Toloyim, the Mishnah in Talmud also holds, is to the southwest, so then if you go to the left, you'll have the Lishka Toloyim southwest, you'll have to the north, northwest, you will have the Lishka Sachoisamas, to the northeast, going in this clockwise direction, you will have the Lishkas Beis HaMokad. And finally, at the end of this circle, you will have, to the southeast, you will have the Lechem Aponim. So then, in fact, there is no stira between the two Mishnayos. But that's only if we assume that the Mishnah in Talmud also holds that it was really in the southwest. Why did the Mishnah in Talmud say that it was in the northwest? That was in case somebody was coming from the south, it would appear to him that it's in the northwest. But in reality, it was really in the southwest. And then, if you're going to your right, the next one you would hit on the southeast would be the Lachmaponim. If you're going to your left, clockwise, and you make a full circle, that you'll come again to the Lachmaponim on the southeast. That answers the stira. Ella continues the Gemara on the third line. E, Amrat Soinis Maravis. If you're going to start off, that the Mishnah in Talmud, which doesn't specify in what direction it's going, because the Mishnah Midas, it's clear, is going in that counterclockwise direction. The Mishnah in Midos is going in a counterclockwise direction. It's going from southwest to southeast. So there, that's clear. The Mishnah in Talmud does not say exactly how it's going, but if you're going to say that the Lishkas HaTolom was in the northwest, so even if I go to my smol, even if I go clockwise, sof, my terutz of the lechem upon him, what's going to be your answer about the lechem upon him? Because if we begin with the Lishkas HaTolom on the northwest, then we go to the Chaysamois on the northeast, then we go to the Beis HaMoked on the southeast, then we'll go to the Lishkas Lechem Aponim on the southwest. So originally you had asked me a stira from southeast to northeast, but if you're going to go with the Lishkas HaTolom in the northwest, and you're going to go mismoil, you're going to make a full circle, it'll come out that the Lechem Aponim is in the southwest. So what have you gained? You still have a stira, because the Mishnah in Midos says it was the southeast, and according to our Cheshbon now, it's going to be in the southwest. You've gained nothing. So, must be, my truth to Lechem Aponim. Allah Shmaminah, my Rav is the Rimus, Havoy Shmaminah. Must be that the Mishnah in Talmud is also assuming that the Lishkat Talom was in the southwest. And then, in fact, Rav Huna, Rebbe Yeshua, has a beautiful teretz that if you go to your right, you go counterclockwise, the next one that you will hit will be the southwest, that will be the Lechem Aponim. And if you go to your left clockwise, and you make a full circle, you'll wind up with the Lechem Aponim again in the southeast. I have a beautiful terrace. But if I don't assume that the Mishnah in Talmud also is of the opinion that the Lishkas HaTolom was in southwest, I will not be able to answer this stira. This is the Gemara's Raya. The only question I'd like to be ma'orer on this, which is l'chora tzorchian, that if we look back on Daf Tezayin Omid Aleph, it tells us on the second line, Mizrachis Svonis, the northeastern Lishka, was where they put, where the Beis Chashmonoi put the Avnei Mizbeach. And when we learned the sugya there, we explained that the Meforshim tell us that this is the Lishka Sachoy Samois. Then it goes on to say Tzvonis Maravis, northwest. That's the we explained that the Gemara there quotes the Mishnah in Talmud as saying Bo Yordan LeBeis HaTfila. However, that is also the same as the Lishkas Beis HaMokad, and that Lechora will come out in contradiction to the way we're learning the sugya here, because the way we're learning the sugya here is based on what we saw on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, that first you had, as we're explaining now, southwest, you had the Lishkas HaToloyim, then you had the Lishkas HaChaisamois northwest, then you had Lishkas Beis HaMoikad northeast, and then you had the Lechem Aponim southeast. But Lechora, we've answered the stira in the Lishkas HaToloyim, we've answered the stira in the Lishkas Lechem Aponim, But l'chora, there remains a stira, where exactly was the lishkas beis samokar and the lishkas achaisamais? Because according to the Mishnah in Tamid, the lishkas achaisamais was in the northwest, the lishkas beis samokar was in the northeast, and according to the Mishnah in Masechta Midos, the lishkas lachem aponim, the lishkas hachaisamais was in the northwest, and the lishkas beis hamoikad, excuse me, the lishkas hachaisamais was in the northeast, and the lishkas beis hamoikad was in the northwest, which is just the opposite of what the Mishnah Masechta Midos says. So this l'chora would remain a stira unless we say that the place where the Hashemnoim hid the Avni Mizbeach was actually the Lishkas Beis Hamokad. That was a Mizrach Esfonis, and the place where Yordan Bula Beis Atfila, which was in the northwest, that was the Lishkas HaChaisamais. If that would be correct, then everything would work out perfectly. Continues the Gemara, V'amr Mar, we learned, Kol Pinashat Apayin Elo Yu El Derech Yamin. How do you have to face in the Beis HaMikdash? You have to do everything to the more important side, which is the right side. So how can you tell me, how could we give a teretz from Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, that one Mishnah is going to the right and one Mishnah is going to the left, when we have a halacha that you always have to go in the Beis HaMikdash to the right? So the Gemara answers, Hani Mili Bavoda. That's when the Kohen is doing Davoda. For example, when the Kohen goes up from the southern part of the Beis HaMikdash, up the ramp, up the Kevesh, he's supposed to go to the Yamin. He's supposed to go first to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, then proceed to the northwestern, then continue to the northeastern, and then come back to the southeastern. He's going to his right counterclockwise. That's when you're doing davoda, aval hocha. But here, when we said that the Mishnah in Thomas is going clockwise, it's going to your left, chushben abiyamahu. We're just trying to make a cheshbon. We're trying to figure out exactly where the lishkos were placed. There, in order to make a cheshbon, the Mishnah in Thomas made a different cheshbon than the Mishnah in Midos. The Mishnah in Midos went to the right counterclockwise, and the Mishnah in Tumid went to the left clockwise, so that's not a kasha. Now the Gemara continues to explain the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shekoyin Gadol Makrav Chelik Barosh. The Kohen Gadol takes the Chelik of the Karbonis first. He's Makrav them first. And also, V'naitel Chelik Barosh, and he also takes the first portion of the Karbonis. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan learned, Ketzad Makriv Chelik Barosh, how does the Kohen Gadol, how is he Makriv first? Oimer Ullah, so Ullah said, excuse me, mistake, Oimer, he says, the Kohen Gadol says, Oila Zu Ani Makriv, I want to be Makriv this Oila, and we let him be Makriv the Oila first. Mincha Zu Ani Makriv, I want to be Makriv the Mincha first. Ketzad Noitel Chelik Barosh, how does he take from the Karbonis to eat first? Oimer, he says, Chatez u'ani oichlam, I'm going to eat this chatez. Oshem z'ani oichlam, I'm going to eat this oshem. V'noitel chalo mishtei chalos. On Shavuos, when they brought the kivsei atzeres, and they had the two chalos of the shtei alechem, so he takes one out of the two chalos. In other words, he takes 50%. Then the Gemara continues, Arba oichamish v'maisi lechem aponim. From the lechem aponim, which was 12 breads, he takes less than half. He takes 4 or 5. The Gemara later will explain why sometimes he takes 4 and sometimes he takes 5. Rebbe Eimer, Rebbe disagrees, and he says, La'olam chamish, he always takes 5. I just want to point out at this time, which we'll refer to later, that the Gra says that you take out the word La'olam. If you take out the word La'olam, it's Rebbe Eimer chamish, that you have 5. Shenemar, how do I know that the Kohen Gadol gets 5, it says in the pasuk, "V'hoysel Aaron l'banav." Concerning the lechem upon him, it says that Aaron and his children take from the lechem upon him, and we darshan according to Rebbe, "Machzel Aaron." Aaron gets half, the Kohen Gadol gets half, "V'machzel l'banav," and half to his children. So the Gemara now says that this entire this entire Gemara, L'chayre, is Soyser itself from the beginning to end. Because Hagufa Kasha, Amrat Noitel Chalach Shtei Chalas. First, you tell me that he gets one Chala of two Chalas of the Shtei Alechem. In other words, he gets 50%. Mani, who holds that the Kohen Gadol always gets 50%? Rebbe, that's going according to Rebbe. The Omar, Paul Geshokel, that he takes half. So there's two Chalas, he takes one. Eimim Metzias, tell me the middle. Arba Eichamesh, Mimaisa Lechem Upon him. He takes four or five from the Lechem Upon him. Asin l'Rabbanim, l'chor that's going according to Rabbanim, d'amri, loy shokel palga, that he does not take a half, he takes less than a half. Now we should point out that although there were 12 breads, we are only dealing with 10 of those breads, because as the Gemara will tell us on Yud Ches Amid Aleph, that two of the lechem aponim were given to the Kohanim of the Mishmer that was entering. Every Shabbos, they would split the Lechem Aponim of the previous week's Lechem Aponim, which went from one Shabbos to another. So that was split by the Mishmer. There were 24 Mishmeres, and each Mishmer had a different Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the Mishmer HaYotze, the Mishmer that was exiting, that was leaving, would split the old Lechem Aponim, the previous week's Lechem Aponim, with the Mishmer HaNichnas, with the Mishmer that was coming in. But two of the Lechem Aponim of the 12 was given to the new Kohanim who were coming in, at least according to one Shita, because they had to close the doors of the Azara. So they were really completing the job that had been begun by the Mishmer HaYotzei. So for their tircher, for their bother of closing the doors, the various doors, they were given, as a compensation, they were given two breads of the Lechem Aponim. So those two would not be counted in the Cheshbon at all. How much was left? 10. So now the Metzias, the middle of this Mishnah says that you gave 4 or 5. So if you give 4, you see, that's less than half, because if there was a total of 10 to divide between the Kohen Gadol and the two Mishmaris would split half, and the Kohen Gadol would get half. But here you're telling me that the Kohen Gadol of the 10 gets only 4, so he's getting less than half. So the Metzias is telling me you get less than half. And now let's go. That's Asin L'Rabbanan. That's going according to Rabbanan. The Amri Loi Shakal Palga. That you don't, the Kohen Gadol does not get half. He gets less than half. Amos Seifa, tell me the Seifa. Rabbi Oimer, Loi Lom Chomish. You always get 5. You get, the Kohen Gadol gets exactly half. So it comes out, Reish of a Seifa Rabbi, Mitzvah Rabbanan. The Reish would say that he gets one bread of the two Shtei Alechem. That's half. That's going according to Rabbi. The Seifa that says that he gets 5 out of the 10 Lechem Aponim is also going according to Rabbi. But the Mitziyasa, the middle case, where it says 4 or 5, L'chayre, that is going according to the Rabbanan. Amar Abaye, no. Reisha u'Mitziyasa Rabbanan. The beginning of the Mishnah and the middle section of the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan. The end of the Mishnah, in fact, is according to Rabbi, because it says Beferish, that Rabbi says Loyalim, he gets Chamesh. But the beginning, the Reisha and the Metzias said, both of those are going according to Rabbanim. So if you'll ask me a question, it's going according to Rabbanim. So the Metzias is good because it says he gets 4 or 5. 4 is less than half. That's going according to Rabbanim. But what about the Reisha? The Reisha says he gets 1 out of 2 Shtei Alechem. That's exactly half. The Gemara answers, Umay de Rabbanim. The Rabbanim agree, but Prusa, that if you were to give him less than a half of the Shtei Halechem, it would come out that he would get a portion of one bread, which is less than half, because the total is 2 breads. Half is 1 bread. Less than half is not a full bread. The Lavur Echar, Lemesim, Kohen Gadol. It's not proper. It doesn't befit us to give the Kohen Gadol a piece of a bread. So this was an exception was made here, and here, even according to Rabbanu, say that the Kohen Gadol gets less than half, and they do not darshan like Rebbe, that v'hoysel aron ulbonav, machzel aron machzel bonav, that the Kohen Gadol got equal to the other Kohanim, even if we don't darshan that, but in the case of Shtei Alechem, that will be an exception to the rule, and there the Kohen Gadol will get 1 out of 2 challahs. This is the first teretz of the Gemara to reconcile the Mishnah. Now we continue on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Umay Arboy Chomish Rabbanan. My Arboy Chomish. And what does it mean when we learned before that in the Metzias said that you get four or five? Why do you sometimes get four? And why sometimes you get five? So the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Le Rabbanan da Amri, Nichnas Noitel Sheish, V'yaitzi Noitel Sheish. That the Mishmer Nichnas and the Mishmer Yotze, they split the 12 evenly, each one gets six. And what about the schar for closing the doors? They don't hold that there was two chalas were given away to the Mishmer HaNichnas for closing the doors. Uschar HaGofes Delosois Loi, and the Bachbats in the world, Loi Shokel, Mishtem, Loi Shokel. So they don't take two of the 12 as a compensation to the Mishmer HaNichnas to close the door. If so, Mishtem Esrei Boy Miflik. So you have to divide. The Kohen Gadol and the Kohen have to divide 12. So how much is half of 12? 6. And it's going according to Rabbanan that say you give less than half. So Batzer Chada Mipalga is Chamei Shakel. Use minus 1 to make it less than half. And therefore the Kohen Gadol will get 5. So that's going according to Rabbanan. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda who's going to argue in the Rabbanan, Domer, that he is of the opinion, Nichnas Noitel Sheva. The Mishmer Nichnas takes 7. So actually, they take 5, but they're getting an additional 2. Shtein b'schar gofes d'losses. They get 2 as reward for closing the doors, as we mentioned before. So those 2, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a chelik of. That was given away as a special schar for the Mishmer HaNichnas. What does the Kohen Gadol have a chelik in? The remainder. The remainder is 10. How much is half of 10? 5. So, and then we're minus 1 is 4. That's what the Gemara is going to conclude. So first the Gemara says that we give 2 away. V'yotzei noitel chamish. The ones who come in get 7. 5 plus 2 is 7. And the yotzei, the ones that go out, noitel chamish, they only get 5. Now how much are you dividing? Me'aser boy miflik. You have to divide 10 between the Kohen Gadol and the other Kohanim. Half of 10 is 5. Batzer chada mipalgat, minus 1 from half. V'shokel arban, all he takes is 4. So in other words, the Rabbonon on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the Metziyasa, the second case of the Mishnah, which says that you get 4 or 5, those Rabbonon did not want to get into the Machlokas between the Rabbonon and Rav Yehuda, which is actually a Gemara Masechta the Sukkah. They didn't want to get involved in that Machlokas. So that's why they said the Halacha according to both Shitas. According to the Rabbanan and Masechta Sukkah, which say that you divide 12 and you do not give 2 as compensation to the Mishmer HaNichnas, so there was a total of 12. You divide 12 and half is 6, minus 1 is 5. That's what they meant to say Chamesh. And if you go according to Rabbi Yehuda, because these Rabbanan here in Masechta Yoma are not taking sides, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be minus 2 right from the start, because we're giving that as a schar for the Mishmer HaNichnas for closing the doors. What do we have left is 10. Half of 10 is 5. You give them, according to Rabbanan of our Masechta here, you give less than 5, so you wind up with 4. That's the pshat that they take, arba oy chamesh. This is the first teretz of the Gemara, according to Abaye. However, now Rava gives a different teretz. Rava Amar, we don't have to say that the Metzias and the Reisha go like the Rabbanan, and the Seifa is like Rebbe, but we could say Kula Rebbe. Everything is going according to Rebbe. In other words, the Reisha that says you give 1 out of 2 challahs, that's clearly according to Rebbe, that you get 50%. The Seifa, Rebbe says, Loilam Chomesh, you get 5 of the Lechem upon him out of the 10. Again, that's 50%. That's clearly Rebbe. Your only problem is the Metziyasa, because it says 4 or 5. Even according to Rebbe, it's possible that half will be 4 and not 5. How is that possible? Rav Amar Kula Rebbe, the sovereign law, Rebbe Yehuda. He's of the opinion like Rebbe Yehuda. That what? That 2 have to be taken off the 12 right from the start, because you have to give 2 to the Mishmer HaNichnas for closing the doors. How much do you have left? 10. the Elamai Arba. So how could there be a case where you have to give the Kohen Gadol four Hachomish Boil Mishkol? He should always be able to take five. Loi Kasha, that's not difficult. Ha de Ikmar Mishmer HaMisakev, ha de Leka Mishmer HaMisakev. Here it's speaking about that there was a Mishmer that stayed behind, and here it's speaking about that there was a Mishmer that did not stay behind. What is the Gemara referring to? Rashi explains, we have to know a few halachas concerning the division of the Lechem Apanim. As we mentioned before, there were 24 Mishmeres, and each week another Mishmer did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a division between the Mishmer Nichnas and Mishmer Yotze concerning the Lechem upon him. But on Shabbos, all the Mishmeres functioned equally, and therefore they divided. If there was, Chazal say, if there was a Shabbos if there was a Shabbos in Yontif, so during that Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbataycha Regel, that Shabbos, all, since the Kohanim were all served on Yontif, so they divided up the Lechem Apanim of Shabbos as well. And if Yontif ended Erev Shabbos, Friday, or if Yontif started Moitzoi Shabbos on Sunday. So since the Kohanim had to all be there for Yontif and they couldn't leave because it's Shabbos, they had to come before Shabbos because right after Shabbos everyone is going to do the Avodah. So therefore the halacha was also that even though on Shabbos itself, which preceded or came after a Yontif, so that Shabbos, the Mishmer whose turn it was to do Avodah did the Avodah, but since all the other Kohanim had to be there because of Yontif, so everyone split in the Shabbos as well. But now there is one case where we gave two Chalas away, and that is if Yontif ended on Thursday. So technically, the Kohanim, whose Mishmer was not on Shabbos, could have left on Friday. Or if Yontif started on Monday, so technically, the Kohanim did not have to be there on Sunday. They could have arrived before Yontif. They didn't have to be there for Shabbos. They didn't have to be there on Sunday. So, but if they were there, so we gave them two of the Chalas. To, that was called the Mishmer HaMisakev, that Mishmer that stayed there even though they didn't have to, so they didn't have an equal, they didn't divide like the Kohanim whose turn it was to do the Avodah, but they got at least two Chalas. So it comes out that if we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so we start off with 12, we minus 2 because we have to give to the Mishmer HaNichnas because of closing the door as a compensation, so we're left with 10. And then you're minus another 2 in a case of Mishmer HaMisakev, which leaves you 8, and the 8 is divided in half, so the Kohen Gadol will get 4. That's what the Gemara continues to say. If there's a Mishmer that stayed over that didn't have to, but they stayed anyway, Yontif ended on Thursday, they could have gone home and they stayed over till Friday. So what do we give them? Two Chalas. So Mimelu, we have left Mishmoina Boy Lemiflag. You have to divide 8. Bishokal Arba. So Rebbe holds you get exactly half the Kohen Gadol, you get 4. Eleka Mishmer Misakev. If there was no Mishmer Misakev, May Eser Boy Lemiflag. So then you didn't have to give 2 Chalas to any Mishmer. And how much are you dividing from? 10. So then, Vishakul Chamesh, then he in fact gets half, the Kohen Gadol gets 5. So in other words, the whole mission over there, the beginning, the middle, and the end, can all go like Rebbe. Shtei Alechem, 1 out of 2, 50% Rebbe. Seifa, 5 out of 10 Rebbe. Mitziyasa, 4 or 5, means in the case where there was a Mishmer Misakiv, so you only had 8 to start with, half is 4, and the whole mission is going according to Rabbi. Freidi Gemorah, Gemorah has a kasha, the Zihachi, my Rabbi, Omer, Lo'ilam, Chamesh. We learned before, we stressed that word, Lo'ilam, it's always 5. The Metzias has said that it's 4 or 5, and Rebbe says La'ilam Chavish. Now, if you're telling me, even according to Rebbe, it could sometimes come out 4, how come Rebbe used the Lush La'ilam, it's always 5? If there's a Mishmar, a Misakiv, then you only get 4. The Gemara says Kasha, this in fact is a Kasha. Rashi tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin that Kasha is not the same as Tiyufta. Tiyufta is a checkmate. Tiyufta means upgeschlagen, that is totally repudiated. Kasha means that we have a question, but the question could have an answer. In fact, the Ritva gives an answer. The Ritva says, La'ilam Chamesh, as Rebbe says at the Seif of the Mishnah. Why does it say before 4? Because Mishmar Misakev. So how could you say La'ilam Chamesh? Because since it was very unlikely that there would be a Mishmar Misakev, it was a Milsaloi Shticha, it happened almost never, very rarely did that ever happen. So that's why it's La'ilam Chamesh. Basically, it's always 5. In the rare instant that there was a Mishmar Misakev, Einachanami, then they'd only split 8, and the Kohen Gadol would get 4. But still, Rebbe could use the Lashon of La'olam Chamesh. So it's a Kasha. It would have fit in better if he just would have said the word Chamesh. But La'olam Chamesh means, because for all practical purposes, if people finished their Avoida of Yontiv on Thursday, they would go home on Friday. They wouldn't stay over. So it was a Milsa L'Shicha, and that's why Rebbe could use the Lashon La'olam. We pointed out before on Yud Zayin Amid Beis that the Gra says, and we're reading now from the Gra Ois Aleph, La'olam, the word La'olam, Rashim Kaval of L'machkoi. There is a line on this word to be mocheket. And in parentheses it says, the Ulai may be Mishum Debide Ikka Mishmur HaMisakev Noitel Rak Dalet. Since, as we learned here on Daf, Yud Chasam Ad Aleph, that if there's a Mishmar Misakev, then the Kohen Gadol only gets 4. So this girsa that the Gra had took out the word La'ilam. So then, in apparently, the Gemara here that we have here in the Bavli, on Daf Yud Ches, here holds that we are Gars La'ilam. But if we will use the Gars Gra to strike out the word La'ilam, then in fact, the Gemara has no kasha whatsoever, because all Rebbe said is Rebbe Oimer Chamesh. Rebbe said 5 means most of the time it's 5 because machzal aron and machzal abanav, but in Echanami there are times when it is 4. We are just going to end the shir with a tzorech iyun gadol that the Achronim asked on the third line of Rashi here. Rashi divrei amaskel Rebbe Yehuda d'amar nichnas noitel shtayim. We learned throughout our whole sugya that the mishmar nichnas would take 2 extra besides the 5, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because they got compensation b'schar gafas the losses for closing the doors, says Rashi, b'loy machloikis, they didn't divide that. The other Kohanim didn't get a part of it, the Mishmar Yoitz didn't get part of it, the Kohen Gadol didn't get part of it, they took 2. B'schar, shehu megif l'moitzoi Shabbos, the losses ha azora v'cheil v'heichol. Vilishka, Shapaslu Shakras, Mishmar Shiyatzalai. The Mishmar that is going out opened up all these doors of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim that are for Mishmar and Nichnas, they closed it so they get compensation. So, B'Emes, we have a Toysis above Metziah, Dafyud Beis, who asks that in Mesechta Tamid it says that closing the doors was really the avoid of the Levium. So if so, why did the Kohanim receive schar here for closing the door? That's the Avodah Soleviyim. And in fact, the Gemara in Masechta Erechin tells us that there's a chi of Misa if a Kohen does a Levi's job or a Levi does a Kohen's job. They're each one infringing on the responsibilities of the other. There could be a possible chi of Misa. So the question is, how could the Kohanim get schar out of Rabbah? They should get perhaps Misa and certainly not rewarded for this. Tosfos Bava Metzia answers that there were 3 places in the Beis HaMikdash which were a shmira. The Kohanim had the sole responsibility, not the Levium, to stand on guard of the Beis HaMikdash in 3 places. The only problem is that the 3 places are not the ones that are enumerated here in Rashi. So according to Tosaf of Mitzi, it's very good that the Kohanim got reward for those three places, for closing the doors in those three places in which they were guard. They had a responsibility to be Shomrim. But according to Rashi here, who says that it was to close the doors of the Azorin, the Chayil, Heichel, etc., and these are not those three places, this really is Avoidus Halavim. And in fact, if a Kohen does Avoidus Halavim, he could get Misa, so how could he get Schar for it? This is a question the Achroinim ask, and in fact, it is a Tzorech Iyun Gadol.